And today's last word in business is taste great, less filling. And by less filling, we do mean less filling. You should savor today's leftover pumpkin pie, because it could be the last for a while. Fred Bever of member station WFCR has more.
Bad weather in the Midwest has cut by almost a third the availability of pumpkin pie filling sold nationally under the well-known Libby's label. Roz O'Hearn is a spokeswoman for the Nestle Company, which owns the Libby's brand. She says the company contracts with Illinois farmers to grow pumpkins on more than 6,000 acres.
And this year when the rains came, the rains just kept coming, and the fields have become so saturated that we were not able to get in and pick up thousands of acres of pumpkin. Our tractors and our big trucks were sinking in the mud way up over their axles.
Nestle recently sent a notice of the shortage to retailers. At the Big Y supermarket in West Springfield, Massachusetts, store director Jeff Hamill says his stock of pumpkin pie filling should hold out through Christmas. Still, his family has stocked up.
Fortunately, I had the inside scoop on that we were going to be short, so I did give my family a heads up to secure their pumpkin pie through the store, so they did, and they picked up what they needed for baking needs. Absolutely.
Some commercial pie makers, meanwhile, say they got their supply in early. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Amherst, Massachusetts.
And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. Morning Edition is edited by Bridget Kelly and Greg Myrie. Our editorial staff includes Ann Hawk, Rena Advani, Janita Anderson, Courtney Dorning, Laura Krantz, Kitty Isley, Jordana Hochman, and Maeve McGoran, with Shannon Rhodes and Nina Gregory at NPR West. The executive producer of Morning Edition is Madalika Sika. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.